Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You've watched snippets of them for days, or meant to after your friend sent you the link. You twit-blogged it on the Interscape. People on TV have talked about how much people have talked about it.
Ongoing grudge match between Daily Show host Jon Stewart and CNBC host Jim Cramer.
People staying in hotels are wondering why it's on the cover of their free paper. Tonight, the week-long feud of the century comes to a head. Cramer, Stewart, in a 12-minute face-off that could marginally increase the very rate Comedy Central charges for 30 seconds of advertising time. Welcome to Brawl Street. Get ready to buy low and sell die.
Welcome to the Daily Show. I just dislocated both my shoulders. I'm Jon Stewart, baby. It's go time! Just a few moments, the host of CNBC's Mad Money with Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer will be sitting right there. And I, Jon Stewart of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, I will be sitting where I'm sitting right now. So I'm probably not going to be moving. We'll be discussing the intricacies of the world financial markets. As you can imagine, I've been training all day.
What does P.E. stand for?
Price to earnings.
How many stocks in the Dow?
30.
Biggest software component?
Microsoft.
Biggest hardware component?
U.S. Steel.
Wrong, maggot.
Good.
What is tier one capital?
Tier one capital is a core measure of a bank's financial strength composed primarily of equity capital and cash reserves.
But
also possibly including irredeemable non-cumulative preferred stock and retained earnings. Let's do this thing!
Oh, I'm ready, baby. I've learned it all. I've been studying. Did you know that the guy on the 20 was a president, but the guy on the 100's just some f***ing guy? I didn't know that. So what was my opponent doing today to prepare?
Please welcome Jim Cramer.
What? Yes! To prepare for the skirmish, she appeared in public with a convicted white-collar criminal. Not sure how that's gonna help him.
If you're mad at somebody, like John, make way, this is Jon Stewart. So it's cold. Now the patient is cold. Yeah, you do that very well.
Mr. Cramer, don't you destroy enough dough on your own show? How weird is our world when Jim Cramer's on TV baking pie and Martha Stewart is the one who went to jail for securities fraud? That's weird. Let's get to the main event, what we've all been waiting for, or 150 or so people here. The host of CNBC's Mad Money. Please welcome to the program, Jim Cramer.
Sir. How the hell did we end up here, Mr. Cramer? What happened?
I don't know. Big fan of the show. Who's never said that?
Well, many people. let me just explain to you very quickly one thing that I think is somewhat misinterpreted. This was not directed at you, per se. But I just want to let you know that. We threw some banana cream pies at CNBC. You got a little, obviously, schmutz on your jacket from it. Took exception, and then we decided to...
I love the network, but I think I'm watching about myself. You do Dora the Explorer, and I find myself laughing. Of course, I say to myself, it's not about me. But then the feces things comes in, I'm thinking, could be about me.
Yeah. let me explain the mindset behind what happened.
Sure.
So this fellow, Rick Santelli, who works on your network, he goes onto the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and he says kind of a rant about loser mortgage holders, people that... borrowed money that they couldn't afford to have, and they're losing their houses, and why should we bail them out? And he turns, and the traders all shout, yeah, screw them.
That's bad.
To his credit, he's been against bailouts from the start. He's consistent ideologically. But it struck us here as bad form, kind of ballsy for a guy who worked at a network that cheerled the very banks that were doing 30 to 1, 35 to 1 leveraged loans for themselves, okay, yelling at people who lost their homes. It struck me as ballsy and maybe a little ignorant of the role CNBC and these larger banks played in the problem.
Well, I just like what he said. I thought that it was bad. I think the people who are left in their homes are people who are taking 2 and 3 jobs. They are not people who should be foreclosed on. I didn't understand it. Maybe he is from a different economic background from me. I lived in my car. I don't think he lived in his car. It's a terrible thing to be foreclosed on, and they're not losers. They're fighters, and they're not getting a fair rate.
Thankfully you said that. But the thing I wonder about is, and this is, CNBC sells itself as financial experts. I think that's the slogan.
Reporters and commentators.
Right. Fair. But I believe it says we have the financial expertise that you need. And they have the access to the CEOs. And yet, they didn't catch any of this. And here they are blaming people who don't have the financial expertise and saying that they're part of the problem. Their problem seems to be linear. It seems like the banks and those that cheerled them turned an arithmetic problem into a geometric one. They took a linear debt issue, and by turning it into derivatives and securities and all that, now it's a gigantic problem.
Right.
So shouldn't we yell at them?
I think that everyone could come in under criticism because we all should have seen it more. I mean, admittedly, this is a terrible one, and everybody got it wrong. I got a lot of things wrong because I think it was kind of 1 in a million shot. But I don't think anyone should be spared in this environment.
So then, if I may, why were you mad at us?
No.
Because I was under the impression that you thought we were being unfair.
No, you had my friend Joe Nocera on, and Joe called me and said, Jim, do I need to apologize to you? I said, no, we're fair game. We're a big network. We've been out front, and we've made mistakes. We've got 17 hours of live TV a day to do. But I certainly...
Maybe you could cut down on that.
I got an hour. I got one writer. He's my nephew. He sits in his apartment with a pajamas typing stuff away. Well, you got the 18 guys.
Aaron Burnett said, in Jim's defense, he has to make these picks. And I thought, is that a genetic condition? Why?
Tourette's picking.
Can't you not?
I have scaled my... For a second, I mean, I would tell you that the show's evolved as the market got tougher.
And I think evolved might be a strong word. Mutated.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I've never held myself out to be anything, a true homo sapien in a lot of ways.
Right,
but I would say that the first segment's about the market. I don't want to get too granular because I don't want to, people can watch Mad Money. But first segment's about the market. Second segment, I try to educate about diversification. Third, yes, I do pick stocks that I think will work. Or I pick gold. I've been recommending CDs. I'm chastised like as you should
be. The problem, though, isn't seemingly being wrong about certain things. It's being all over the place. And for people not knowing, for instance, I watch your show on Monday. where you said, you know, people say we've hit bottom. I think this thing's going down another 15%. And on Tuesday, there was a stock rally, about 300 points, and you were dancing on the grave of the bear market guys.
Well, I said that if we only went down 15, well, I don't want to, again, I hear you, and you
no,
could
and
argue.
I appreciate you talking to me like I'm five.
Oh, come on, man. That's not true. What I said was that it could go to 53.20, but if it went down there, you'd start buying anyway. But if things got better, if we saw substantive stuff, then I would get more bullish. And Citigroup came out and said they made money. I thought that was phantasmagorical.
Right.
I'm four. So you could be five. I'm speaking up to you.
All right. Fair enough. We're going to go away. We're going to come right back with Jim Cramer right after this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So let me tell you why I think this thing has caught some attention.
Sure.
It's the gap between what CNBC advertises itself as and what it is.
Okay.
And the help that people need to discern this. Let me show you. This is the promo for your show.
Okay.
All right. So this is Jim Cramer's promo.
An economy in free fall. Investments on the brink. When you don't know what to do, don't panic. Cramer's got your back. Mad Money with Jim Cramer.
Isn't that, you know, look, we're both snake oil salesmen to a certain extent.
I'm not disagreeing.
But we do label the show as snake oil here. Isn't there a problem selling snake oil as vitamin tonic and saying that it cures impetigo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well,
isn't that the difficulty here?
I think that there are two kinds of people. There are people who come out and they make good calls and bad calls, and they're financial professionals. And then there's the people who say they only make good calls, and they're liars. I try really hard to make as many good calls as I can.
I think the difference is not good call, bad call.
Okay.
The difference is real market and unreal market. Let me show you. This is you ran a hedge fund.
Yes, I did for many years.
All right.
You know, a lot of times when I was short at my hedge fund and I was positioned short, meaning I needed it down, I would create a level of activity beforehand that could drive the futures. It doesn't take much money.
What does that mean?
Okay, this was a hyperbolic example of what I was trying to get people to. You had a great piece about short selling earlier.
Yes, that's
I've
right.
been trying to rein in short selling, trying to expose what really happens. This is what goes on. What I'm trying to say is, and I didn't do this, but I'm trying to explain to people, this is the shenanigans.
Oh, it sounded like you were talking about that you had done it.
Then I was inarticulate because I barely traded the futures. But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to expose the stuff, exactly what you guys do, and I'm trying to get the regulators to look at it.
Well, see, that's interesting. Roll 210.
Sure.
I would encourage anyone who's in the hedge fund game to do it because it's legal.
Right.
And it is a very quick way to make money and very satisfying.
Okay.
By the way, no one else in the world would ever admit that, but I don't care.
That's right. And you can say that here.
I can't. I'm not going to say it on TV.
It's on TV now.
I want the Jim Cramer on CNBC to protect me from that Jim Cramer.
I think the way you do that is to show, okay, that's... The regulators watch the tape. They realize the shenanigans that goes on. They can go after this. Now, mm-hmm. they didn't catch Madoff. That's
but
a shame.
But when you talk about the regulators, why not the Financial News Network
That's the whole point of this.
Okay.
CNBC could be an incredibly powerful tool of illumination for people that believe that there are two markets. One that has been sold to us as long-term. Put your money in 401ks, put your money in pensions, and just leave it there. Don't worry about it. It's all doing fine. Then there's this other market, this real market that's occurring in the back room, where giant piles of money are going in and out, and people are trading them, and it's transactional, and it's fast, but it's dangerous, it's ethically dubious, and it hurts that long-term market. So what it feels like to us, and I'm speaking purely as a layman, it feels like we are capitalizing your adventure by our pension and our hard-earned, and that it is a game that you know is going on, but that you go on television as a financial network and pretend isn't happening.
Okay. First, my first reaction is absolutely we could do better. Absolutely. There are shenanigans, and we should call them out. Everyone should. I should do a better job at it. But my second thing is I talk about the shorts every single night. I've got people in Congress who I've been working with to try to get the uptick rule. That's a technical thing, but it would cut down a lot of the games that you're talking about. I'm trying. I'm trying. Am I succeeding?
That.
I'm trying.
But the gentleman in that video is a sober, rational individual. And the gentleman on Mad Money is throwing plastic cows through his legs and shouting, sell, 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 and then coming on 2 days later and going, I was wrong, you should have bought. Like, I can't reconcile the brilliance and knowledge that you have of the intricacies of the market with the crazy bull I see you do every night. That's English.
How about
that's treating people like adults.
How about if I try it?
Try what?
Try doing that. I'll do that.
That'd be great. But it's larger forces at work. It is this idea that the financial news industry is not just guilty of a sin of omission, but a sin of commission, that they are actually in bed with this idea.
No, we're not in bed with them. No, I don't think that's fair. I think that we try to report the news, and I think that some people...
A couple of guys do. This guy Faber
and
two other guys.
He's fabulous.
Right.
And he's done some things that have really blown the cover off a lot of stuff.
But this thing was 10 years in the making.
Right.
And it's not going to be fixed tomorrow. But the idea that you could have on the guys from Bear Stearns and Maryland and guys that had leveraged 35 to 1.
I know.
And then blame mortgage holders. I mean, that's insanity.
I never did that. Well,
itself.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I always wish that people would come on and swear themselves in before they come on the show. I had a lot of CEOs lie to me on the show. It's very painful. I don't have subpoena power.
But you're pretending that you are a dew-eyed innocent. Watch. Roll. I mean, if I may, just roll 212.
It's your show, for heaven's sake.
Roll 212.
No, not 212.
Now, you can't ferment. That's a violation of
ferment?
Yeah. You can't foment. You can't create an impression that a stock's down. But you do it anyway because the SEC doesn't understand it. So, that's the only sense that I would say this is illegal.
And now,
it's
216.
Another stock that a lot of people are focused on right now seems to be Apple.
Yeah, Apple's very important to spread the rumor that that both Verizon and AT&T have decided they don't like the phone.
Right.
That's a very easy one to do because it's also you want to spread the rumor that it's not going to be ready for Macworld. And this is very easy because the people who write about Apple want that story. And you can claim that it's credible because you spoke to someone at Apple because Apple isn't in it doesn't...
Right, they're not going to comment.
I got to tell you, I understand you want to make finance entertaining, but it's not a game. And I when I watch that, I can't tell you how angry that makes me. Because what it says to me is, you all know.
But
you all know what's going on. You know, you can draw a straight line from those shenanigans to the stuff that was being pulled at Bear and at AIG and all this derivative market stuff. That is this weird Wall Street side bet.
But John, don't you want guys like me who have been in it to show the shenanigans? What else can I do? I mean,
No. I want desperately for that, but I feel like that's not what we're getting. What we're getting is, listen,
You knew what the banks were doing, and yet were touting it for months and months. The entire network was. And so now to pretend that this was some sort of crazy once-in-a-lifetime tsunami that nobody could have seen coming is disingenuous at best and criminal at worst.
But Dick Fold, who ran Lehman Brothers, called me in.
Right.
He called me in when the stock was at 40 because I was saying that, look, I thought the stock was wrong. I thought it was the wrong place to be. Brings me in, lies to me, lies to me, lies to me. I've known him for 20 years.
The CEO of a company lied to you.
Shocker, stop trading.
But yeah, isn't that financial reporting?
Well, I
mean, I guess, what do you feel like is the role of CNBC?
Look, I have called for Star Chambers. I want kangaroo courts for these guys. I really do. I want indictments. We've not seen any indictments. Where's the indictments for AIG? I've told the Justice Department, here's the way you get the indictments.
It's very easy to get on this after the fact. The measure of the network and the measure of the man is CNBC could act as... You know, in some ways, look, nobody's asking them for them to be a regulatory agency, but whose side are they on? It feels like they have to reconcile, is their audience the Wall Street traders that are doing this for constant profit on a day-to-day, the short term?
Right.
These guys at these companies were on a Sherman's march through their companies, financed by our 401ks, and all the incentives of their companies were for short-term profit. And they burned the f-ing house down with our money and walked away rich as hell. And you guys knew that was going on.
Okay, all right. I have a wall of shame. Why do I have banana cream pies? Because I throw them at CEOs. Do you know how many times I have pantsed CEOs
but
on my show?
But this isn't, as Carly Simon would say, this song ain't about you.
Okay, all right, you're right. I don't want to personalize it, but I think that we have reporters who try really hard. We're not always told the truth. But most importantly, the market was going up for a long time. And our real sin, I think, was to believe that it could continue to go up a lot in the face of what you described, which is a lot of borrowing, a lot of shenanigans. And I know I did. I'll bring it up. Look, I didn't think that Bear Stearns was going to evaporate overnight. I didn't. I knew the people who ran it. I had always thought they were honest. That was my mistake. I really did. I thought they were honest. Did I get taken in because I knew them from before? Maybe to some degree. The guy who came on from Wachovia was an old friend of mine who had helped hire me.
Honest
I
or not,
trusted
honest
him.
Or not, in what world is a 35-to-1 leveraged position sane?
The world that made you 30% year after year after year, beginning from 1999 to 2007. And it became very difficult to
fight. But isn't that part of the problem? Selling this idea that you don't have to do anything. Anytime you sell people the idea that sit back and you'll get 10 to 20% of your money. Don't you always know that that's going to be a lie? When are we going to realize in this country that our wealth is work? That we're workers, and by selling this idea of, hey man, I'll teach you how to be rich, how is that different than an infomercial?
Well, I think that your goal should always be to try to expose the fact that that there is no easy money. I wish I had found Madoff. I wish
but there are literally shows called Fast Money.
Well, I think that people, there's a market for it, and you give it to them, and I think
there's a market for cocaine and hookers.
Well,
what is the responsibility of the people who cover Wall Street? Who are you responsible to? The people in the 401ks and the pensions, and the general public, or the Wall Street traders? And by the way, this casts aspersion on all of Wall Street when that's unfair as well. The majority of those guys are working their asses off. They're really bright guys. I know a lot of them. They're just trying to do the right thing, and they're getting f***ed in this too.
True. True. I think that as a network, we produce a lot of interviews where I think that there have been people who've not told the truth. Should we have been constantly pointing out the mistakes that were made? Absolutely. I surely wish we had done more. I think that we've been very tough on the previous Treasury Secretary, very tough on the previous administration, how they didn't get it, very tough on Ben Bernanke. But at the same time,
he's the guy, Paulson's the guy who wrote the rule that allowed people to over-leverage.
Well, I trash him every night. I've called him a liar on TV. What am I going to do? Should we all call him liars? I'm a commentator. We have, and you could take issue with the fact that I throw bulls and bears and I can still be considered serious. I'm not Eric Severat. I'm not Edward R. Murrow. I'm a guy trying to do an entertainment show about business for people to watch. But it's difficult to have a reporter say, I just came from an interview with Hank Paulson, and he lied his darn fool head off. It's difficult. I think it challenges the boundaries.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm under the assumption, and maybe this is purely ridiculous, but I'm under the assumption that you don't just take their word at face value, that you actually then go around and try and figure it out. So, you now have become the face of this, and that is incredibly unfortunate.
I wish I had done a better job trying to figure out the 30-1 and whether it was always, whether it was going to blow up. It did. Once it did, I was late in saying that it was bad.
It didn't work. Maybe we could remove the financial expert and the Cramer we trust and start getting back to fundamentals on the reporting as well, and I can go back to making fart noises and funny faces.
I think we make that deal right here.
Matt Money airs on CNBC weeknights at 6. Jim Cramer.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.